The scriptures talk about two types of people, Indriyaram and Atmaram. In Bhagavad Gita, you will find Aghayur Indriyaramo, Mogham Parthasa Jeevati. Krishna talks about Indriyaram, or a sense gratifier, who does not follow the Evam Pravartitam Chakram, Nanu Vartayati Hayaha, Aghayur Indriyaram, Mogham Parthasa Jeevati. He says the cycle of sacrifice, which brings forth rains, which produces grains, and which is eaten by man, and then the man gives a semen to his wife, and then they beget the children, and the family continues performing yajna. So this is a cycle. So anybody who does not complete this cycle by performing the Vedic sacrifices and becomes lazy for the spiritual activities and becomes stooped in material sense gratification, such a person is called Indriyaram. Opposite to that is the Atmaram. So the Indriyaramas, in the Bhagavatam says, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma Yadindriya Prite Aprunoti. For the sake of Indriya Priti, they indulge in sinful activities, breaking the four regulative principles. And then he says, Nasadu Maniyatatmayata Asannapi Kleshada Ashadeha. Because of which they attract more and more material bodies for giving shape to the more and more material desires that they produce. On the other hand, he says that tapodivyam putrakayena sattvam shuddhyate smad brahma saukhyam tu anantam. The happiness derived by Atmaram is called brahma saukhyam. What is the difference between the Indriyaram and Atmaram? Indriyaram wants to become irresponsible, by which he gets one type of sukham, because he doesn't have to take any responsibility in spiritual life by following the regulative principles and elevating his consciousness by purification. But that sukh, Indriya sukh, is short-lived. It's only a matter of time. As he becomes slave of Maya, he will have to pay a very heavy price. On the other hand, one who is Atmaram, he performs tapo divyam, the austerities and penances that are connected to Krishna consciousness. By doing it, his heart gets purified, and in a purified heart, he experiences a spiritual delight. And that Brahma Saukhyam is anantam, it's unending bliss, because he has taken responsibility for his spiritual life. In this day and age now, there is a social distancing, which is actually a challenge for those who are practicing spiritual life, because Sange Shakti Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, people come together and dance together, sing together, hear katha together, and we can derive strength. But this is a testing period for everybody, when you are given more freedom regarding the morning program and regarding not assembling together. Whether we want to become Indriyaram or we want to become Atmaram, the choice is ours. So those who are responsible in material life, responsible in spiritual life, a person responsible in material life gets a better material life, which is eventually finished. Whereas one who is responsible in spiritual life, only they have the scope to advance in spiritual life and cleanse their heart and experience the Brahma Saukhyam. We have to pay the price, without which we won't be able to attain that bliss. So the chanting of the holy name is the process for cleansing the heart and experiencing the Brahma Saukhyam. So if this is taken seriously, after one experiences even a few drops of spiritual bliss, one can see the futility of Indriya Sukh and the futility of Indriyaram. So one can compare these two and see for oneself. So human form of life is extremely rare, and to get a guru in the human form of life, and the two, a Vaishnava guru and a Vaishnava parampara and association of devotees and transcendental knowledge, all these are increasingly rare. Having obtained these things, one who does not make a casual attempt but makes a focused and serious and intense attempt to chanting of the holy name, and they have a very great scope of experiencing Brahma Saukhyam in an increasing degree day by day. month after month, year after year. Like that verse says, Yatpada seva viruchis tapasvinam aneka janmo pachitam malam diyah sadyakshinotyan vahamedati sati yata padangushta vinisrita asarit. The lotus feet of the Lord touches the water of Viraja and turns it into Ganges. Similarly, the chanting of the holy name can offer us the opportunity for our heart to touch the lotus feet of Krishna and get cleansed and become sanctified, exactly as the Ganges waters became sanctified by the touch of Lord's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.